I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. It's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chat the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise, and listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, soul sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio and Orange County Music's OC Music Now Live with Mikey and Freddie. Mikey, go ahead. Take it away.
Thank you, Maria. I just want to say before we start the show, I want to get your guys' thoughts and prayers. A good friend of mine is in the hospital right now. The doctor doesn't know what he has, but just want to get your guys' prayers and thoughts. Hopefully I'll come out of it healthy and all that. So, Jeremiah Speaker, my prayers are with you. So anyways, thank you for tuning in with OC Music Now. I want to thank Clean Cut for last weekend interviewing with us. What I do is I help out musicians all over Orange County, get their name out there, spread their name, book them gigs, and get them known. I want to introduce Freddie Rings here, my co-host.
Hey, Mike. Good to be with you, man. I want to thank Maria. I want to thank Soul Sister Radio. And, Mike, I just want to say again, you're doing a great job, bro. And if you're in a band, contact OC Music Now. They're going to help you out. They're going to help you get gigs. We got a great show today for you guys. It's a beautiful day in OC. It's 4:20. We're celebrating. We got our Bob Marley shirts on.
The Bonton shirt on.
And we've got two outstanding reggae bands that we're going to be interviewing today. The first band happened to be great friends of ours. We've been to many of their shows. Entropy, our band, has played with them several occasions. And we're going to go ahead and play a song before we announce who they are. This first song is called Coming Home. And it's a beautiful song. Check it out, you guys. Thank you.
All right, you guys, that's Joint Committee right there for you. How you guys doing, Joint Committee?
How you guys doing?
That was a rad song. Who was that?
Yeah, right? Hey, Adam, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing, bud?
Good,
I'm here.
Man.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, yeah. A question for you. How many are in your band and the name?
Four of us. Jeremiah, lead singer, guitar, myself, bass. LeVay Loringer is keyboards, and Kevin Lyons drums.
Nice. And what? Okay, so cool. Right on. So, how did the band? How did you guys get started as a band? Can you tell me a little history on that?
Yeah. It's kind of a cool story. Jeremiah and I were playing in a band, and we had a show with Steel Pulse, and the band. We were having some issues, I guess you could say, and we didn't want to cancel the show, so we started to kind of put our feelers out to try and find some other musicians to play the show. And turns out Jeremiah had been playing or working with LeVay for quite a while and never knew he played keyboards, and that he actually knew a drummer. So we all got together our first practice, and I had never met either of them. And when I walked in, our drummer now, Kevin, I was actually buddies with him when we were little kids. So it was actually a really cool thing. It all came together. We played the Steel Pole show, and we went forward from there and ended up opening up for the Wailers shortly after that, and the rest is history.
Yes, Adam, this is Freddie. How you doing, brother?
Freddie Rains,
what's up,
brother?
Freddie?
Good. Happy to be on the air with Joint Committee. Hey, I have a question about that song. I have a question about the song we just heard called Coming Home. This question's for Jeremiah. Jeremiah, tell me a little bit about, I know you wrote the lyrics and Laverne wrote the music. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the lyrics that inspired you to write this song? And then Laverne can tell us a little bit about the music writing experience.
Yeah, that song I wrote the lyrics a pretty short while after my grandfather passed away, and it kind of I ended up kind of learning a lot of stuff that I kind of incorporated into the lyrics. Not to get too deep, but just kind of what happens, I guess, you know, after you pass away, or at least what could possibly happen. And it was kind of a tribute to my grandfather. He was a really cool guy, and in the end, the girl that's with the guy, the man that's passing away. I know it's kind of a kind of a more serious song. Generally, more of our songs are a little more upbeat, but it was just kind of a representation of coming home can be a different thing to us at different parts of our lives. And in the first part, I kind of pictured more of maybe someone going off to like Afghanistan or something, and his girlfriend is, you know, she's sitting there waiting for him to come home. But then at another point in time in our lives, you know, coming home could mean something completely different. And that was kind of the gist of the song, and it was also kind of a tribute to my grandfather who passed away. So.
That was deep. I swear.
Wow. That's awesome, Jeremiah. That's really, you know, something to think about. And Laverne, go ahead and tell us a little bit about the music experience that you had while, you know, writing the song.
For sure. Coming Home is one of the, you know, the newer ones that we have. And before that, we really didn't have anything with, like, a real tight-sounding organ bubble. So, you know, I sat down and I put together the music to this one, and, you know, me and Kevin come in, it's just us two, and it sounds cool. It turned out great when we went ducked into the studio, laid it down. The guitars are really, the leads on it are awesome. Adam's ripping on the bass, So yeah, it's one of the few songs that is kind of unique in our new album, California sky.
Right on. Well, hey, I just want to say we're on air with Joint Committee. And you guys, can you tell me a little bit about the song Bad Girl?
Jay, you want to take that?
Yeah, that was that was a song about a chick that I dated at some point. And she kind of ended up going to the south side. So that was what inspired that song. It was written pretty much, you know, a couple months after we broke up, and kind of a story of I saw some bad things coming in her future. I just kind of felt like she was going down a bad road, and so that's what the story is about. So yeah, check it out, and maybe it'll make more sense.
Yeah, Bad Girl is actually one of our first songs too.
Nice. So just want to remind everybody, we're on the air live with Reggae Band Joint Committee. We're going to play a song. The name of the song is Bad Girl by Joint Committee.
Oh!
Radio. We're on OC Music Now with myself, Freddie Rings, and Mikey. This is Joint Committee on the air. That was a song, Bad Girl. What a great song. That's, personally, that's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Heard it many times. Love that song. Adam.
Thanks, man.
Adam, tell me a little bit about
tell me a little bit about who you guys have played with and who you guys have played with. I've seen you guys every time you guys play at the Coach House, opening up for some awesome bands. Tell me briefly how many well-known professionals, musicians you guys have opened for.
You know, Coach House is kind of our backyard, and we get an opportunity to play with a lot of good bands there. We have a really good relationship with them, and we're very fortunate that it's very local for us. But we've, gosh, who have we played for? Steel Pulse, yeah. Whalers,
yeah.
Anuhea, J-Bug,
Fortunate Youth,
Common Sense, Pato is one of our favorites. We're, like I said, we're very fortunate. The bands that come through there, we're very lucky to be able to share the stage with some great, great reggae artists.
That's fantastic.
Definitely.
Don't forget about Entropy.
I was gonna say that too. Entropy is one of my favorites.
You're in the upper echelon, though, so we'll save you for later.
For sure.
Awesome.
We just played the show there with the English Beat too.
Yeah,
nice.
English Beat
nice.
Was sick.
Well,
great show.
We have a show with Don Carlos coming up at the Coach House. I think it's May 23rd, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, May 23rd. Don
well,
Carlos.
Well, we'll be there for sure, man. We'll be there for sure. We'll promote and help get lots of people there. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome show. Okay,
yeah, you
well,
guys
have
on the guest
for
sure.
Nice. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. Having this show on the air sure has its perks. That's but I have a question for Laverne. Laverne, I want you to tell me a little bit about either a crazy adventure you guys have had while either touring or out there, or an embarrassing moment, something that you guys will never forget what happened while you guys were in the middle of performance.
Oh, my goodness. Well, where do I start here? you know, we've had a couple of incidents on stage. you know, these have all been taken care of since, but, you know, back when we first started out, which actually wasn't that long ago, but I remember we were at Coach House, and we were just about ready to go on, and Jeremiah's amp started acting up. So I told Jeremiah, just stand in front of me and, you know, pray. And I Fonzie'd his amp, and the thing started working again. And then also, yeah. And then it's funny because Jeremiah just had a couple of strings break on stage too. But one time we had to borrow a guitar from a band, which was cool. And then the last one, I had a spare one, so we handled that. But I don't know, Adam.
Yeah,
I think I was at that show.
Yeah. I think I was at that show when you had to borrow that guitar.
Oh, yeah, right on, Mikey. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if Adam wants to talk about another embarrassing moment or not, but...
I have an embarrassing moment just being on stage with these guys every time we play.
Every time Adam's on stage, it's an embarrassing moment.
Hey, you guys, I got a question for you. This is Mikey. Hey, can you give any advice to new bands, upcoming bands, each of you? Can you give me a brief information, like, you know, advice for these bands that are trying to make it out there, getting their name out there?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Jerry, you want to go? Adam, go first.
Well, I'm going to let Jer handle this one. Yeah, well, all I can say is, like, if you're an up-and-coming band, you know, one of the first things, like, bands always think that you have to get a bunch of guys that are into the same kind of music, but I don't think that's necessarily the best way to go. I think if you get the best possible musicians you can get and then let the music become what it's going to be, everyone's going to have different influences. So don't try to force the music in any direction. Just let it be what it's going to be. And if it's different, that's a good thing. Like, don't be afraid of that. You got to have something that sounds different. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I love this band is we have such a different sound. And we just let the sound be what it's going to be. We don't try to make it be reggae or make it be rock or make it be anything else. Just let it be what it's going to be. And also, if you're just starting out,
practice, practice, practice as much as you can.
Definitely, and be creative and keep growing with the music too. You know, don't limit yourself. Like Jared said, you know, be creative, keep growing with the music, and don't give up. Keep going, man. If you're enjoying it and it's your passion, go for it.
You guys there? Hey.
Yeah, we're here. There's a little bit of a lag, so we don't want to talk over anybody else.
Actually,
exactly.
This is Maria. Somebody has a speaker on is what's happening, and that's why we're getting the echo. So if you have your speaker on, turn it off, and that way you won't have that echo. Go ahead, Mikey. Are you there, boys?
Yeah, we're here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Keep going.
Mikey, Freddie, you guys there?
I'm not sure where they are. Let's go ahead and play the next song, and I'll see where I can get. I'll see where they are. Hold on one second. Why don't you talk to me about Supposed to Be?
Okay. This song I kind of wrote, you know, living in South Orange County. It's a place that's got a lot of money. And I just kind of found that sometimes it's easy to get distracted with trying to outdo other people. And, you know, you get a lot of that around here. Everyone's they're very concerned about driving the right car, having the house that impresses people and all that stuff. And it's easy to lose track of, I think, what's really important. And so this is just kind of a song that kind of brings you back to the basics and reminds you, hopefully reminds you to appreciate the simple things in life. You know, we work so hard to have all this stuff, but sometimes we get caught up in making sure we have so much stuff that we forget all the little things in life. So that's what it's about.
Exactly. Mikey, are you there?
I'm here.
Mikey, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah,
this is Freddie.
We're going to go ahead and play Supposed to Be. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back to OC Music Now Radio here on SoulSisterRadio.com. We're on the air with Joint Committee. That was their song, Supposed to Be. What an awesome song, guys.
Thanks,
you know,
man. Thanks.
Jeremiah, tell us, tell us a little bit about the new album and tell us a little bit about your upcoming performance at the Coach House. Briefly, please.
Okay, you're gonna have to. Sorry, you're gonna have to repeat the. What's the question? We're trading off phones
okay.
now because we had to take it off.
Okay, real brief. Tell us about the new album that's coming out and your upcoming performance.
At upcoming performance at Don Carlos or
yeah.
Okay.
Anyone.
Okay. Well, first about the album. The album is actually came out really good. We recorded it down at in Escondido at XM Recording. He did a great job. And so we had recorded our demos up off of where we practice at, up off of El Toro, or actually Lake Forest. And it was just kind of a compilation of the songs. Like when we first started as the band, I came in with a few songs that I had written, and they were just kind of actually, Bad Girl and Supposed to Be were two of the original songs that I came in with. And then as we started to kind of figure out our sounds, LaVey on keyboard started writing a lot of the music. So we're probably about 50-50 on what we write as far as music.
That's great.
It's really cool to have, yeah.
Okay. Where is this album going to be available?
Finally got on iTunes, and I believe
okay,
it's on Amazon and all a bunch of Spotify and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, real brief, we're just about out of time here. Just tell us real brief on where people can go on the internet and find you guys, hear more about you, buy your album. Real brief. We're on air with Joint Committee. Go ahead.
Go on to our Facebook page. And, look up Joint Committee on Facebook, and then hopefully you should find it. So I guess there's a couple of, like, political stuff that you might come across. But
you can actually find them on OCMusicNow.com as well. I have them on my website.
Yeah, there you go.
Also,
there you go.
You also got a lot of postings on YouTube as well. If you go on YouTube, type in Joint Committee Reggae, we'll pop up.
Yeah.
Right on, you guys.
Yeah,
I want to thank you guys for coming on air today with us.
Hey, thanks,
bud. And hey, LaVey, I heard you're playing at Friends tonight. I'll be there tonight to check you out.
Yeah, bro, I'll be spinning tonight at Friends for the grand finale, bro. I can't wait to see you, man.
Thanks, you guys. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Joint Committee, you guys are awesome, man. Can't wait to see you guys. Thank you once again for being on the radio with us.
Soul Sister Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Hello, welcome back to our show. This is Orange County, OCMusicNow.com. It's a beautiful day, 420. It's a gorgeous day in Orange County, Saturday. We're here on the air. I got myself, Freddie Rings, and Mikey.
What's up, you guys? How you doing? Hey, I want to introduce this band, but before we do, we want to play this song, and it's called Rugabond. Thank you.
Yes, that was the song Rugabon. My name is Freddie Rings. I'm here with Mike Miranda for OC Music Now on Soul Sister Radio. We're going to go ahead and introduce this band. They're called the Rugabons. Hello, Rugabons.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Who do we got on the line here?
Jelani.
Jelani, is Brian on there, too?
What's that?
Hey, guys, what a great song. This this song called Rugabons. Somebody tell me a little bit about this song. What inspired you guys to write this song, and who put the music together?
Actually, me and the bass player, Poe, wrote the song sitting out back behind the Sandpiper in Laguna Beach one night with no instruments. We just had, like, an idea to put together the song to introduce this new band that we were playing in. And that's what we came up with to start.
Nice, nice. Why don't we go ahead and get all your guys' names and who plays what instruments?
My name is Jelani. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist in the band.
Okay, go ahead and introduce all the guys for me, please.
And then we've got Poe, who plays bass in the band. He's a cornerstone, chief cornerstone. And then you have Hot Sauce. Eric Lee, he plays lead guitar in the band. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
And then we've got Trumpet Brian, obviously holding it down on the horns. And Bismarck is our drummer, and he's absolutely a synth, of course.
Nice, nice. Great, guys. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got started. How did you guys meet? What brought the Rugabons all together? Brief history on that, please.
Well, I wound up, this is Trumpet Brian. I was starting a new project, and what wound up happening was I wound up getting introduced to Jelani and Poe, because they had just come down from Oregon, and they were looking to start a new project as well, so it just kind of blossomed into, it started out us learning a couple covers, wanting to play at a couple bars and, you know, just have fun playing. And then we decided to really, really make a go of it and start writing our own original. So we took the idea of sitting down and writing, you know, making a demo CD in order to start out something that we'd be able to present to the people, you know. And then Eric Hot Sauce, he came down from Oregon. He was a musician friend and a member with him up in Oregon. So that really set the core foundation. And then by adding Mark on drums, it really set the tone for the band, and the band has really taken off in the last 2 months even. Being able to, we have a full calendar, and we actually have a music video going to be coming out as well to go along with the CD that we're going to be putting out.
Nice, nice. Well, hey, Brian, you know, it really is a beautiful thing when many, you know, professional, skilled musicians all get together and form one band. I know all of you have played with other bands also. Brian, yourself, trumpet, I played for Pato, and that's where I had the pleasure of meeting you. And I just want to say thank you for being with us here today. This is the Rugabons. We're going to play another song. This song is called Warrior. And I've heard this song. I really enjoy it. And who wrote this song? Who wrote this song? Rugabons.
Oh, would you like
okay,
to take
well,
that
Okay, we're going
to
go ahead and play the song. This is called Warrior. It's by the Rugabons. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to OC Music Now. I'm very honored to have Ragabonds here on the radio. Actually, I booked them a couple weeks ago at Casa Ranchero, and let me tell you, this band is awesome. I mean, even the Cooks came out to check out these guys when they just started their first song at Casa Ranchero a couple weeks ago. Hey, you guys, I have a question for you guys. My main goal with OC Music Now is, you know, trying to get bands, upcoming bands, get more gigs, get their name out there. What kind of advice can you give them?
I would recommend going through and probably getting to know as many venues, promoters, and other bands as you can. Really, because the key to anything like this would be networking. You want to make sure that you have a good image. You want to make sure that you're professional and presentable at all times. That's something that I've known and realized in my experience in working with Grammy-nominated artists and Grammy-winning artists that no matter what your age is, as long as you can come through and you can handle yourself and handle the workload, the sky is really the limit in anything you want to do in the music industry.
Nice. Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about your show tomorrow with us.
Well, let's see. We're playing at Casa Ranchero tomorrow. Set up by Mikey Miranda with OC Music. It's awesome. It's going to be our second time performing there. We're actually expecting a decent turnout because we just got through with a very busy weekend, and we've done a lot of promotion for it. So really looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll be playing there. We're going to try and get a nice residency established in the area. The area seems that we've been very receptive and very well loved in the Madeira Ranch, and actually the whole southern Orange County area. It's been very nice.
Yeah, all the South Orange County, make sure you guys come out, party with Ragabonds tomorrow live.
For sure, for sure. We'll be at Casa Ranchero tomorrow. The show is brought to you by OC Music Now. Can't wait to see you guys there. You know, we're gonna go ahead and play another song here. This one's called Jobless. We're running a little bit short on time. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Tell somebody from whoever wrote this song. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write this song, and then we're gonna go ahead and play the song right after you get done answering, brother.
Jelani?
Who wrote the song, Jobless? Who wrote the song, Jobless, you guys?
Well, Jelani, the singer, wrote the song, and actually, I think part of it came from inspiration from his last band, Swag Sensei, in Oregon. And so I really think that what wound up happening was it was a little bit of an older song that got redone with a whole new flavor because with the Ragabonds, we like to go through and redo a lot of things. Like I think this is just going to be the beginning of us changing up styles and really bringing a new kind of vibe to reggae music.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play the song "Jobless" by the Ragabonds. Here it goes.
Righteous.
Wiping from my brow all my enemies' sweat. Yeah.
Guys, a little bit of a mistake there on my part. I thought the song was over, but it's all right. We're on OC Music Now Radio here on Soul Sister Radio. We got the Ragabonds on the line. You guys, you know, if there was cameras in here in the room with me and Mikey right now, everybody would be laughing right now because we're dancing around to the music and just having a great time. It's a beautiful day. We're on air with the Ragabonds. Hey, you guys.
Strictly Boom Jar Music. One of you, it's been a pleasure, man. We've had a great time. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you guys for having
me. Hey, you know, thanks, you guys. You know, this is the first time we ever interviewed two bands and in one show, and with multiple people on the line. So it's a little bit difficult. We put a little bit on our plate, maybe too much for us to handle, but it's okay because we're getting along great. We're just doing this and having a great time at it. So that was the song, Jobless. Can somebody tell me, you know, like who wrote the words and who wrote the music?
Well, the song, basically, I had a dream one night. This was up in Oregon when I was playing in a different band with Poe and Eric. It was a song that I had dreamt, and I woke up one morning, and I said, Eric, grab your phone. We're going to record this song real quick. And that's how Jobless was written right then and there.
Nice, nice. Well, we're definitely enjoying the music, you guys. We can't wait to see you guys' shows. Where are you guys? Where can we find information on where to go see you, your upcoming schedule, and listen to your guys' music and check out photos and all that? Tell us a little bit about where we can go on the internet and find you guys.
Right. Well, you can always find us on Facebook. You can find us on OCMusicNow.com. Mikey has all of our shows posted, and you can also find our music on ReverbNation.com/Ragabonds Music. You can also purchase our downloads, and the proceeds would go directly to Ragabonds. From there, you can also purchase shirts and all kinds of other goodies that's going to be coming out.
Also,
you guys can definitely check out their schedule on OC Music Now or Orange County Music on Facebook. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming on air with us today. They are actually playing tomorrow at Casa Ranchero from 4 to 7 in California, Orange County, Ladera Ranch, Casa Ranchero. Beautiful patio, amazing music. And we also have another show at the Derby. Red X will be playing there from 3 to 7. Check them out as well. Hey, Reggae Bonds, thank you so much for being on air with us. And Freddie and Soul Sisters Radio.
All right, guys. Reggae Bonds, you guys are awesome. I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You guys have a good one, too.
Bless you.
Like the truth.